Prophets of Allah, Prophet Musa alayhi salam. In the olden days, in the land of Egypt, there lived an oppressive ruler called Fir'aun. Fir'aun used to claim that he was God and commanded all the people to worship him. One night, he saw a dream that frightened him. He saw that his great palace was burned to the ground by a fire that came from the east. He immediately summoned the most renowned soothsayers of his kingdom and asked them for the interpretation of the dream he had seen. The head soothsayer said, "This dream means that a child will be born from among the Bani Israel who, when he grows up, will destroy you." When Fir'aun heard this, he immediately gave the order that every newborn baby of the Bani Israel should be killed. When the mother of Prophet Musa alayhi salam gave birth to him, she was very frightened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded her to put her baby in a basket and leave him in the river. As the basket moved downstream, the wife of Fir'aun saw it, and when she found a beautiful baby boy, she decided to keep him as her own. In this way, Allah saved Musa alayhi salam from being killed by Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salam grew up as a prince in the house of Fir'aun. One day, when he was walking among the people, he saw an Egyptian man mistreating a slave. This angered him so much that he punched the Egyptian with so much force that he fell to the ground dead. When Musa alayhi salam realized that the news of what had happened would reach Fir'aun and he would be punished for what he had done, he fled Egypt. After spending many days walking through the desert, he finally came upon a watering hole. Here, he found some shepherds watering their sheep and two young ladies standing back and waiting. He approached them and asked them what the matter was. They said that they were waiting for the shepherds to finish watering their sheep so that they can take water. When Musa alayhi salam heard this, he took the bucket and filled water for them. When the father of the girls heard what had happened, he summoned Musa alayhi salam and expressed his gratitude to him. He offered him the hand of one of his daughters in marriage. Musa alayhi salam accepted and married the daughter of Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam. After a few years, Musa alayhi salam left the land of Madian with his family. On the way, they camped on the mountainside for the night. As Musa alayhi salam was looking for firewood, he saw a burning bush from a distance. He decided to go towards it and see if he could get some firewood. But when he came near it, he saw that the bush was not burning, even though there was fire around it. Suddenly, he heard a voice saying, "Oh Musa! Indeed, I am the Lord of the worlds." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam to take off his sandals and then told him that he must go to Egypt and try to guide Fir'aun to the right path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Musa alayhi salam some miracles that he could use to convince Fir'aun. One of these miracles was that his staff changed into a snake. Accompanied by his brother Harun alayhi salam, Prophet Musa alayhi salam went to Egypt as he was commanded. But Fir'aun was stubborn and did not accept the truth. When Musa alayhi salam showed him the miracles, Fir'aun rejected them as magic and summoned all the great magicians of the land. He asked them to do the same thing that Musa alayhi salam had done. But their magic was no match for the miracle of Allah. The false snakes that they made with their sticks were quickly devoured by the real snake that came from the staff of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. When the magicians saw this, they fell into sajda and said, "We believe in the Lord of the worlds, the Lord of Musa and Harun." Fir'aun was furious and wanted to punish Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel for what they had done. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Prophet Musa alayhi salam to take the people out of Egypt. When the people came to the sea, by another miracle, the sea was parted into two and the Bani Israel crossed to the other side. But when Fir'aun and his troops tried to cross, the sea came together and they drowned. In this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the Bani Israel from Fir'aun and the Egyptians.